Hi, my name is Cameron, and welcome to my podcast. The question today is, do phones ruin relationships? And with me today, I do have Noah Cameron Scott.
Hello.
What are your honest opinions on phones and social media in relationships?
I think I view them with a negative connotation of that. Sometimes they can focus in on other things that don't need to be focused on, and I think some things can get lost in translation because of that.
Is there any app in particular that you consider like the most problematic or like a red flag?
Any app on social media that doesn't allow you to see if people screenshot stuff, because when you can't see that, people can take words you had or have private conversations and they can share that without your permission, which I feel is like a violation of your privacy and your trust.
I completely agree. I've personally been in some relationships where that it has been used against me. Have you experienced this on a personal level?
I have, both romantically and platonically. I've had, maybe not the sharing in particular, that's more, I think, exclusive to friends in my personal experience, but I've had situations with relationships where I felt like phones played a larger impact than they should have, or larger than I would have liked them to. I think ultimately the question of do phones ruin relationships, I think that phones are a tool that we use as humans, and I think, can they alter certain aspects of a relationship? Yes, but I think it's sort of like a kaleidoscope in a way of like, you still look through it and what you see is not made up, it's there, but it shows you it in a different way and in a different format. So if you use your kaleidoscope looking at a tree, there's still a tree there, but you see the tree completely differently and altered.
So online, people can be completely different to who they are in person. Have you ever experienced that in friendships or relationships?
I definitely have, and I feel like in that way, that's sort of one of the benefits. I feel like sometimes when you meet someone online, it can be a little less scary and overwhelming because it's online and you have that screen barrier protecting you and the other person. So if something goes wrong, it's sort of like it only exists on your phone. And when you turn your phone off, that problem is muted. Whereas if it's in person and you meet someone, when you make a mistake, that mistake is in real life. And it's not like online mistakes aren't real life, but I think they're easier to ignore and to be ignorant to.
I completely agree about ignoring and being able to just shut that off.
Mm-hmm.
But in-person relationships just have such a, like, the connection is different than online, mm-hmm. which I personally find. Do you have anything that you'd like to add on to, like, the difference in between the relationship online and in-person?
Yeah, I can say the difference for me also, as I mentioned, the beginning of a relationship can be, social media can be helpful for being an icebreaker and almost like a barrier, like a wall around yourself to protect you. But I also think when ending a relationship, it can be harmful because sometimes you say or do things online towards the end of a relationship that might not be something good or nice to that person. But since you think you can turn your phone off, it doesn't matter. And I think that can be kind of harmful because when a relationship ends, it should still be positive and you guys should be able to care about each other unconditionally enough to the point where you still treat each other with respect and decency. And I feel like sometimes people wrongfully, and I don't think that's in the fault of the phone, I think it's in the fault of the people, but I think sometimes people wrongfully think that if they say something online, it's going to be as easy for the person to take as it was for them to dish when they did it online, which is not true. If someone said something mean to me online, I would still feel hurt just in a different way, but it's still going to impact me.
I agree, but it's also hard to read the room when it is online.
Mm-hmm.
That's personally what I find.
Because the room is like digital, it's not.
You can't send emojis to like everything.
You can't send a fire emoji in a classroom.
Well, thank you so much for being on my podcast
today. Thank you for having me.
And that's a wrap.